I have multiple sclerosis and was living in a three-bedroom, geared-to-income, townhouse-style unit at Palace Place Co-op with my 23-year-old daughter and 17-year-old son. It had three floors with 11 stairs between each level, and it was getting harder and harder for me to navigate throughout my home each year. This past August, my daughter graduated from university and moved to British Columbia. Now overhoused, I had no choice but to move to a two-bedroom unit with my son. I had internally applied to a two-bedroom modified unit in the same co-op early in 2022, but was refused. I appealed the decision twice and was denied both times, even with attachments from my family physician, chiropractor, physiotherapist, and even my neurologist. I contacted Ward 11 Count. Bill LeDuc and explained my situation, and he informed me he would look into this matter on my behalf. Within weeks, I received a letter from the City of Greater Sudbury, granting me occupancy to the next available modified unit, where I am now, presently living. I went to Count. LeDuc when my mother was passing away because I knew eventually she would need to be placed into a long-term care facility. Again, he guided me through this difficult process, speaking with long-term care homes my family would be comfortable with. Unfortunately, it became a moot point, as my mother sadly passed. While Count. LeDuc was canvassing for his re-election to Ward 11, he met a woman who had an electric scooter that was no longer needed. She donated her electric scooter to Count. LeDuc, who is also a member of the Lions Club. He called me and asked me if I would like to accept this grand donation. I was extremely shocked, thankful and so grateful. I feel Count. LeDuc has definitely been the most visible counselor for Ward 11 and know he has the interest, health and safety of all residents as his main priority. Diane Leeson, Greater Sudbury.